Good morning and welcome to KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Now streaming at KMUN.org. Time is 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, March 24th. My name is Ellis Conklin. And out of the Conklin Files, a veritable buffet of news, both local and regional, and perhaps a few stories that defy categorization. It's my pleasure to have here in KMUN studio this morning, Patty Reinhart. She's one of the key organizers of a group called North County Resistance. Welcome to the Conklin Files, Patty.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
On any given Saturday, there are typically on Highway 101, 101 in Manzanita and or Nehalem, a ragtime assemblage of perhaps 30 or maybe even hundreds of residents carrying signs that all protest Donald Trump's latest outrage. As Patty told me a couple of weeks ago in our little pregame chat on the phone, it was Trump that started this whole thing, though North County Resistance really began in 2013, almost 4 years before Donald Trump's first inauguration, when Black Lives Matter began following the acquittal of George Zimmerman, who shot to death a black teenager named Trayvon Martin. But really, it's been Trump's second term in office that swelled the ranks of North County Resistance. Last October, for example, some 750 North County Coast residents participated in No King's Day, where 7 million people across the country took to the streets as part of Invisible's populist movement. Anyway, let's get to some questions for Patty Reinhart, 75-year-old granddaughter of Harvey Reinhart, who founded the Reinhart Clinic in Manzanita, or Nehalem, or Wheeler, rather, way back in 1913. Patty, Iran's in the news right now, as you know. Do you agree that the Iran war might be or could be Donald Trump's tipping point? If there were any two critical issues that Magna insisted on was that coming clean with Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and no more foreign wars, as Trump promised. On anything else, MAGA was a willing player. So what do you think of that?
Well, it's very sad what's happened over there. Trump doing this to our country and to our citizens, and the citizens all over the world are being affected by this war.
In what way?
Well, economically, it's going to be a bad situation. We're pouring American money into another country, into bombs. We could use that money here in this country to take care of our own people.
Do you know that Trump chose this? Is it your feeling that Trump chose this Iran war, this war that's still looking for a rationale? He made the declaration from his Mar-a-Lago location where making his announcement, he retreated behind his famous black curtain to attend a $1 million plate fundraiser and dance party, and then came back and made the announcement. I mean, do you think it was kind of a diversionary tactic on his part?
About everything he does is a diversionary tactic. Mm-hmm. He can't seem to walk a straight line. He zigzags all over the place, and it's the American people that are paying for this.
You know, polls show him in the low, very low, and he's reached historic low levels. You think our Iran excursion is a way to maybe divert from these polls, which show a horrible approval number for a president now that's on the economy and immigration, two of his most signature items. They were the items of the MAGA people, right?
Right. And turmoil is still going on in this country.
In what way?
We have people being arrested and killed, children put in jails. I just heard this morning that pregnant teenage girls are all going to be funneled into one area. None of this is good. None of this is good. It's a real black eye for our country.
You know, there's ample evidence out there now that Trump is trying hard to manipulate the 2026 midterm elections by requiring all of us, I guess, to present a birth certificate and or a passport, proof of citizenship in order to vote. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, hopefully the states will stand up and deny him this privilege that he thinks he has.
It could be a fear of impeachment, right?
We hope so.
Go ahead and elaborate on that one.
Well, I don't think he'll be impeached. The people running the country are too afraid of him for whatever reason. And that's really sad that we can't stand up against his politics and his way of running our country.
What's your take on the Texas primary that took place recently? And was it voter suppression at work or what?
I honestly can't comment on that. I don't know. I haven't been able to follow it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we know that Tallarico won and that Jasmine Crockett did, in fact, concede the election to him late last night or early this morning.
Right.
So we don't know whether it was voter suppression at work or not.
Right.
What's your predictions for the midterms? I mean, it seems likely the Democrats will regain control of the House. The Senate, however, is up in the air. Although last night, you know, Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat recruited heavily by Chuck Schumer, seemed poised to win, and he did win by a very large margin. And it could be the tipping point in taking over the Senate, right?
Right. Right. And hopefully if we do that, we will be able to control more of the things that go on in this country.
Well, go ahead and elaborate on that. What would it mean for the Democrats to take control of the U.S. Senate?
Well, hopefully the Department of Justice and all those other departments that are bringing our country down, they'll be brought back into a line that is positive for the rest of the country.
You know, you wrote as you often do, following a recent North County resistance protest in Manzanita, that Trump has no right to start a war with Iran. Quote, he needs congressional approval. He promised he wouldn't start any new wars. The country was founded on the rule of law, not royal decree. Bring back the Constitution. Bring back Congress. It's a travesty of what is happening in this country. It must stop. We need to get back to the home of the free and land of the brave. It's not who we are. I'm not feeling like we were making a difference in Washington, D.C. In a community like this, in a way, it's impossible to stay together and feel empowered. I liken it to each person here as a seed of hope. If we don't stand in the solidarity, the garden won't grow. I worry that there'll be another election. I'm afraid the paint is not dry on my no more war signs. Which brings me to the question, what's your favorite sign out there? What have you seen that occurs to you that's been one of your favorite signs, protest signs?
Well, there's signs that are pretty funny. The can of Morton salt ice signs are pretty funny. There's some very serious signs. No more war. We won't give up. And those lines that you just read were actually lines from people who were at this last protest. Mm-hmm. And this is, I usually do this, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks as I go around to the people at the protest and ask them what their feelings are on that day.
Oh, these were actual signs that you saw or people that expressing their opinion of why they were out there?
People expressing their opinion of why they were there. Mm-hmm. And some of the things I couldn't print.
Like what? Give me an example.
Oh, I can't say them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it seems like every week there's a new outrage that's taking place. And what do you think? Do you think Trump is really, in what areas do you think Trump has gone too far? Or has he really crossed the line?
Well, I don't know if that's a question or where hasn't he crossed the line? Mm-hmm. And what good has he done for the many, many people, not just the very, very rich billionaires.
Which seems to be an issue that the Democrats are going to definitely raise in the 2026 elections.
Right. I hope so.
The billionaires versus everyone else, right?
Right.
You know, we have undocumented immigrants that are called animals. We got American citizens that are gunned down the streets, then accused of being domestic terrorists. Universities, news organizations, and law firms that are being bullied and blackmailed. Refugees are deported, and corruption does run rampant. Basically, what I'm asking now is, do you think what do you think Trump's greatest offense is, really? What's he done that really gets to you personally?
The way that he's treating the people of this country, the people that get up and go to work every morning and put food on the table for their families. That's what really bothers me, is the everyday life of people in this country has changed so much because of him becoming president.
Do you think that North County Resistance, what is exactly North County Resistance trying to accomplish?
We're showing up. We're showing up, and we're showing up every week, rain or shine. We're getting more people coming to our demonstrations. We're getting more people honking their horns in solidarity with what we're doing. They may not be there out on the line with us, but they're showing us that they approve of what we're doing.
What's your connection with Invisible, or is it our loose connection?
Very loose connection, personally. Some of the people are much more involved in that organization. I'm basically just there for our community.
Which is Manzanita and Nehalem?
Wheeler. Moeller.
Mm-hmm. So what is the ultimate objective then of North County Resistance? What's your ultimate, what are you trying to do?
Wake people up to show them that we need to make changes in this country. We need to get out and vote. We need to vote for people that are not going to be on Trump's bandwagon.
So if Donald Trump were sitting here right now, let's just say Donald Trump walked right in here, this studio right now, what would you say or ask of him?
Well, I'd leave the room shaking my head. Well, I just wouldn't be able to tolerate being in the same room.
Yeah. You know, one of the funniest signs I saw out there, well, actually not funny, but it's just very poignant, was the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain silent. What do you think that sign was referring to?
Well, a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to speak up. We have a lot of people that potentially could be arrested. They don't want to be out in the public. Although I haven't seen any ICE action, I know it's been in our community, and how they knew that this person or that person that worked at a restaurant, let's say, was an illegal, but working, supporting their family, I think that somebody locally had to turn them in, and that's a shame.
What's the most unfair thing you think that has been said or written about North County Resistance?
That we're a bunch of gray-haired people, which is partially true. Mm-hmm. That we're being paid to be out there, which is not true. That we don't have anything else to do with our time, and that's not true either. It's a very busy, engaged group of people that I know would be doing something else. Many of our people are associated with our two food banks. Very busy people. So,
food banks are a major part of your organization, right?
Right.
Like in what way?
Well, we ask people to bring food or write checks to either the North County Food Bank or the church in Nehalem that has a pantry and clothing bank for people. And we make sure that the food and the clothing and so on gets to these organizations that are helping people in our community.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned that a lot of the people that are coming are gray-haired or older people. At least they're not black or brown-skinned, right?
Correct. And I've talked to a few of these people, and they point to their arm or their hand and say, I can't go. I can't go.
Because?
Of the color of their skin. And they would be there otherwise, and they're there in spirit, but because of the color of their skin, they're saying, I can't be there.
Because of fear of ice?
Yes.
Coming, yeah. Do you think the president actually lies to people? And go ahead and elaborate on that.
Well, he lies to make himself right all the time. And nobody's right all the time. And he lies to get out of, he backs himself into a corner and he lies to get out of that. He surrounded himself with people who lie for him.
Like who?
Kristi Noem.
Who's the head of Department of Homeland Security.
Right. And
others in his cabinet?
Yes.
That they lie for him.
Yes.
Do you think he's losing it? Do you think Donald Trump is actually losing his marbles, so to speak?
I do. And a rational person would not act the way that he acts.
You know, there's this notion that's out there that Trump's preoccupation during his second term has been to unleash his Department of Justice as a grievance, on his political enemies. What do you think of that?
Well, he's gotten rid of a lot of people in the Department of Justice. I think a lot of them probably know too much why they're not coming forward and talking about it. He's intimidated them. He's intimidated lots of lawyers, lots of law firms. So I think people are afraid of him.
Why do you think people are so afraid of him? Why is Trump, there's no kings now. Well, why are people so afraid of him?
He can destroy individuals. He can destroy corporations. He can destroy any business. And he's doing that. And if you get in his way, he'll destroy you. And it's rather frightening.
So, when I was a kid, my father said that, this country will never go communist. This was during the Cold War. That really we have to fear fascism a lot more than communism. What do you think of that?
I think that's true. We have one fellow who is definitely got his stop fascism poster out there every week. With his American flag, he knows what's going on. We know what's going on, and we should not tolerate it.
He's particularly concerned about this country going fascist versus communist?
Yes.
That's why he's out there every Saturday, right?
Right.
Where is this? Is this in Manzanita or in New Halem?
Well, this is in New Halem for the most part. We go back to Manzanita. We'll be there for the No Kings 3. On March 28th from noon to 2. Mm-hmm. And
No Kings 3, it's called.
Right, No Kings 3. And they expect 9 million people over the whole United States.
This is invisible?
Yes, to come out and protest Donald Trump.
9 million?
9 million.
Well, let's see, that's about one-tenth of this country, almost. That's one-tenth.
Hmm. Right. And that's when we had, at the second No Kings, we had 750 people there in Manzanita, yeah, protesting.
Hmm. Well, I just don't know about this Donald Trump now. What do you think now that this country is becoming, it's becoming deranged? I mean, like the president of the United States. I mean, why? Why do you think?
Well, I think we can come back from it. It was a mistake to elect him as president. But I think
both times?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I think we can come back from it. I think we have people that are coming out to protest. people that are driving by honking their horns. This next election will be different. It won't be dictated by Donald Trump. And we're going to come out on top of this. You have to believe that.
You know, as far as horns honking, do you think it's do you think polls have shown that, in other words, more people are honking affirmatively, right?
Yes.
Thumbs up?
Yes.
Signs, you're getting a lot more than you used to in the beginning?
Right, right. We've never gotten that many negative comments. Mm-hmm. We still get them, but for, let's say, 100 cars go by, I think the people that are against us are 1 or 2%. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very low number of people.
1 or 2% that say, no way, Jose.
Right, yeah. Right. In many forms.
So basically you're saying that when people are saying supporting you, you're basically you live for that, right?
Yes.
That's what you want.
Right. And the people that are against us, we give them a thumbs up too, because we're hoping that at some point they'll turn their thoughts around and perhaps join us.
I want to thank Patty Reinhart, one of the organizers of North County Resistance, for coming in here this morning. You know, KMUN relies on you listeners for feedback to determine what the community wants to hear more of and whether we can improve. If you're something you've enjoyed or have constructive feedback about our offerings, get in touch with the staff anytime at feedback@kmun.org. Let DJs know that you love their show. We look forward to hearing from you at feedback@kmun.org. You know, the KMUN program schedule is available online at kmun.org and in our quality quarterly print publication, The Current. Learn more about the shows you love and discover something new. The program is always evolving, so make sure to check back often. Stay up on the most current schedule. You can also follow KMUN on Instagram or Facebook to be the first to know about our special programs and new schedule additions. So I want to thank you all today for listening to the Conklin Files, KMUN Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook, streaming live at KMUN.org. We'll be back soon, and I want to thank you all for listening again.